Hi, I'm Ellie Crystal. Today we're going to be talking about automatic writing. There are many ways that we in the third dimension try to communicate with entities who live in another plane. These are called oracles of divination. One of the ways is automatic writing. You may be doing this already and not even be aware of it. It comes in the form of little things you doodle, and then you take a look and you go, oh, wow, what's this little symbol I drew? Or what's this little mark I made? Or why did I write this name? Or whatever. These are messages coming through your subconscious into your conscious mind, and you're putting them down either on your computer or on paper. Actually, automatic writing can be overlapped into art or any other art form. But today, let's talk about automatic writing per se. Generally, it's been done with a pen or a pencil and paper. Of course, this is the 21st century, so we like to do things on a computer, so automatic writing can easily be done by just sitting at your keyboard and letting the words just flow. We are created by consciousness. What we do is consciousness. When you do an oracle of divination, you are paying attention to another side of your consciousness, information that is flowing through you, either through another entity or another part of what's called your higher self. When you do automatic writing, the excitement of the whole thing is being able to step out of your conscious mind. You could focus it by looking off into the distance. You could focus it by looking anywhere else or thinking about something else, and then just writing or typing. Okay? Some people have spirit guides, and they just want to communicate with their spirit guides. Some want to... It's a form of channeling, too. Channeling is kind of an old word to use, but okay, let's call it channeling. Some people want to channel someone who's on the other side that they knew. Some people want to channel generic entities such as Archangel Michael, some of the Ascended Masters, you know, entities like that who allegedly are there to channel. Channeling aliens is very popular with certain subcultures who deal with alien abductions and alien communication. Any way you cut it, when you're doing automatic writing of any kind, you are moving your conscious mind just a little bit to the side and allowing information to flow in. You do not worry about punctuation, spelling, or content. You may suddenly find when you're doing automatic writing with a pen and paper that you're drawing. You're not actually writing words, that you're drawing things, that you're writing in a language that's unfamiliar to you, that you're getting all sorts of information that don't make sense, that you have to rush over to the computer and go, who is this person? After you've written down a name and you say, oh my goodness, who is John Campbell? Never heard of John Campbell, but I'm going to run to the computer and see why he came through and what perhaps I need to do with him or how we're connected. So you have to look at it this way. It could be a very fun tool. Like all other tools of divination, you cannot take it overly seriously. If you have deep emotional problems and you start doing your automatic writing and you're getting messages like, oh, you're gonna die, or I'm the devil, then you have to stop. That means your frequency is low. You have emotional problems. You have challenges you have to deal with, and you should not be dealing with the other side at all. It's just not going to work for you, okay? This exercise is directed to people who are basically sound of mind and body, who are not under the influence of substance abuse, and who really just want to sit calmly, relax their mind, relax their body, take some sort of a writing implement, and see what follows. So, if you're prepared, this is what I'd like you to do. Okay, find whatever you want to write with, or open up a Word document. Okay, find whatever it is you want to use to write with. Once you've done that, you relax, you get comfortable, be free of distractions, turn your cell phone down or off, put it on vibrate, whatever. Make sure those in the home with you or the office do not disturb you. You tell them you need 10, 15 minutes. Automatic writing can be very quick, or for some people, it just goes on and on and on. I've known people who have used automatic writing and written an entire book. Of course, not in one sitting, let's be serious, but they've come back, and whoever they feel they are channeling, they just come back and write and write and write and write, and then after they've finished writing with the entity, they just move on. Also, you have to understand, too, that the messages may make sense and may not make sense, okay? And anything in automatic writing, anything at all that does not feel of a positive nature or something you should be doing, you have to stop right away. This is rules of the game, like doing a Ouija board or doing anything else. If you are a balanced person, if you are functional, you will bring in functional information. Now, the information you bring in can be questions that you ask. Like, you can think a question in your mind, or you could say it verbally, like, is today Tuesday? And you type an answer, or you write an answer, and then don't look at what you're typing, and do not look at what you're writing, and then glance down at your answer, okay? You can test the waters. By relaxing, let's start by relaxing now. We're all set to begin, and we want to just relax, okay? Take a nice deep breath, get your body relaxed. Okay, you may have a ritual that you use, like, I want to go to my highest good, or whatever it is that people say. It's the 21st century, you know, it's almost 2011. You really don't have to do that anymore. You just have to know that the information you're going to bring in is something that you really need to know, whether it's a couple of words or a couple of paragraphs. We are not going for a book. We are not going for a long session. We're going to try and do this maybe 10 minutes, 15 at the most. But don't watch your clock either. Okay, so now you have your writing implement, or you're seated at your computer. You have choices. You can ask questions and type the answers. That's one way to go. Starting with simple questions that you know the answers to. You can even ask a question like, who am I talking to? And see what name comes up. You'll just see a simple name. You'll go, oh my. You may recognize the name of a spirit guide if you're into spirit guides. You may recognize the name of a deceased loved one. Just be very calm. You may feel the energy of the person actually subtly and gently in your hands and in your body. It's very subtle, very gentle, and nothing that should make you dizzy or scared or frightened. Anything negative, you stop and say, I am done. This is not a skill I can use. Like any oracle of divination, some people can work with automatic writing and other people cannot. Some people who are even emotionally balanced will just sit there and nothing comes. So that's not their thing, you know? Everybody's got their shtick. That's just not their shtick. So here we go. This is for the person, though, who wants to try automatic writing. You're all set to go. You've taken a breath. You're totally relaxed. Then you can present questions, or you can make it one big statement. For example, I'm considering changing my job. I've been offered a job somewhere else in another state. What should I do? Now, you instantly have to get your conscious mind away from this. You cannot filter the answer and go, yes, take the job because you really want the job, or no, you're going to hate this job. You just have to push your conscious mind away. Let the answer come through. Don't look at what you're writing or typing. Just do. Go along, and when you stop, you just stop. Now, you could stop at that point and see what you've written, Or you can continue the next flow. You can say, well, if I take this job, will I be happy with it? Or will this lead into another major change in career? Or spirit, whoever they are, you may have named them by now, or maybe it's your higher self, or maybe it's your soul, which is the same thing. You say spirit. Okay, let's say the spirit's name, my spirit guide's name is Z. So I would say, Z, this job opportunity has come along for me. Why has it come along? Da, 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 da. You know, okay, so I'm typing that. I wouldn't even look to see what Z answered. What I would do is just say, is this part of my experience here? Is this part of my spiritual growth? Why is this happening now? And da 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 da. Again, I would just write. You can't wait for the answer to come down and start typing because you hear specific words. Just let it flow out. Just let it come naturally. You may get this the first time around, or you may have to wait to a second or third time. Don't worry about it. You know, with automatic writing, there's no right, there's no wrong. It just is. And as you practice it, because it's just flowing and it's fun and it just feels right, it feels like a good medium for you, then keep doing it and enjoying it. I mean, some people do it all the time. They'll sit down in the morning. They may want to do a little personal journaling. And after they journal, they'll take another piece of paper and they will just let the pen just write away whatever it needs to. Basically, you're doing this because you want information for your own journey. You want information about where life is going to take you in these changing times. We all know everything is in some state of transformation and change. We also know that we're doing healing. We're working on ourselves. This is a time of self-awareness. I mean, this is the time we really want to look within. So we try all different kinds of ways to get information. Automatic writing can be a really, really fun way to do it. So as you're sitting there, let's start again. You're going to relax. You're going to perhaps think of some things before you get started. Or the easiest way to go is just let your questions or your thoughts flow through. And they will flow through. At first, you may be a tad nervous and go, am I saying it right or wrong? Just let it happen. Your life is happening. Your experiences are happening. Your soul is guiding now more than it ever did before. Your soul has brought you to this file so you could explore the whole concept of automatic writing. You may or may not know who you're getting the information from, but as long as it's positive, please keep it going. When you're ready, think about a topic or a question, and then just let it happen. If you want to be verbal, then be verbal and say, as I would with Z, I would say, Z, I'm thinking about taking a trip to the Egyptian pyramids, or I'm thinking about taking another trip. What do you suggest? And then I just type, or I just write, and I may suddenly find myself drawing pyramids, and I can't draw pyramids. You know, it's a very interesting thing that could happen when you're just sitting there and allowing your mind, the left side of your brain actually is just relaxing. The right side is coming through. It's being totally creative. And you're allowing your soul or your higher consciousness to bring in information that you need now. Even if it's a simple little phrase, it doesn't have to be a whole complicated story. It can be a simple phrase. You could, if you'd like, ask for one of your guides who you've never met before to come and work with you. For example, you can call a guide by name, say, what is your name? And let's say the name written was Elizabeth. So you say, Elizabeth, I'd like to write a poem, a short poem. You'd be surprised. You may actually have a short little poem in front of you. Or I would like to know about something. There's so many different ways you can go with this. If you want to connect with spirit, focus on that and it'll happen. If you really feel this connection to ET or more, focus on that. Just know after you've done a series of automatic writings who you're writing with and who you're not. Sometimes, most of us have more than one spirit guide that takes care of how we live our lives and guides our lives and protects our health and makes sure we're going on the right path. You may find this feeling inside you that there's more than one spirit that wants to write. So you just step up, you're in control, and you say, one at a time, please. And you want to know who you're writing with. Let's say it's Elizabeth. I'm using a very generic name. And you tell Elizabeth, I'd like to write with you. And just write with her. Another guide, like if I wanted to write with Z, I would just say, Z, what do you have to say to me today? And that's it. It could be simple. It could be very easy. Not only, as you get better with automatic writing, not only are you going to get words, but you're also going to get feeling and emotion. Like, let's say Z wanted me to watch out for something I'm doing today, watch out for a certain incident that could happen in my life. I not only would be typing that from him, but I'd also be feeling a little feeling of uncertainty. And that would be my guide to be very careful, you know, at a specific point in my life. But as a beginner, start light and start easy. If the information continues to flow, come back and do it whenever you want. If the information is nothing, it's a bunch of gibberish, it makes no sense to you, just say, okay, I'll try something else. Just know that there are channeled books out there. There are all kinds of channeled material. Conversations with God was completely channeled, or so they say. You know, somewhere if you're going to channel an entire book, usually some of your own conscious material is going to flow into that, but don't think about that stuff now, okay? If you're struggling to write a book, that's another window. Leave that on the side, okay? Everybody's got a book. Everyone wants to write a book today, and they all want to write their own book and their own story. That's not what this is about. This is about you making a connection with something above the physical. It's called channeling, it's called mediumship, and in this case, it's called automatic writing. So, one last time, relax, take your breath, focus out in front of you, focus to the side, focus wherever you want, and just let it rip. And on that note, I say take today, maybe 10 minutes to do this if you feel so inclined. Enjoy the experience. When you're finished, take a look at what you've written. If it feels right, then it is right. Then go back and do it again. Thank you.